You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Really proud. Today was a long day, but awesome day for the boys. And Corbin coming in, getting his first save. BY pitched great. You know, Kobe's been playing great. You know, it's fun to see the young guys ball out, you know, score a ton of runs and you know, three wins against a really good team in the Blue Jays. And, yeah, it's fun to be a part of.
That's Ryan O'Hearn, Orioles sweep a doubleheader. Guys, can I ask you a question? And I'm strictly asking this for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And give your answer to that friend. Did Jeff Hoffman blow a kiss last night to the Orioles dugout?
I didn't see him.
He blew a save. He blew a hold. But did he blow a kiss? Look. Mary Franklin, you got a 4.87 earned run average. Maybe those MRIs were right. Maybe those medical reports. Now, your whip is 1.08. Okay, hats off to you. But you got a 4.87 earned run average.
But the point
Karma is a mother.
What did he get, a three-year deal?
Yeah.
So, again, it's not necessarily just about year one. When you're looking at the health, you think something's going to wear down. So we shall see.
And we can't eat contracts around here.
Yeah.
We can't. I just wanted to, you know, hey, we waiting for our kiss, man. Orioles taking care of business. You know, normally when you say, hey, they had a major league record for sack flies, you're like, oh, man, that's all they're getting for sack flies. No, but they scored 16 runs in that game. They scored 11 other runs in that game other than sack flies. Charlie Morton goes out with a quality start, six innings, three runs, eight hits. Didn't have his best stuff, but then again, just Charlie Morton-like. Cano going out and getting an inning. Geraldo going out and pitching two innings and closing that thing out. Orioles just mopped the floor with him in the first game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I blinked and I was like, oh, what happened there? Initially, because I'm watching the first game and I'm going, how many damn sacrifice flies are they going to hit in this game? And then obviously the floodgates open up. Somebody even said something to me because there's a guy that subscribes to my site and he says, day after. All my home run calls, I think he bets them the next day. because like I've been day aftered by everyone, and here goes Gunner. Needed him over 1.5 bases 2 days ago, and nope, he decides to hit the home run the next day. But look, man, this is fun to see, and this always takes me back to the point of what we talked about. You guys can't tell me that injuries weren't the main cause of everything that went wrong this season.
First game, Lana, Westberg, Laureano, Henderson, O'Neill, Urias, Mullins. Mayo, Couser, Jackson, the only people you have in that lineup that were not here on opening day were who? Mayo and Jackson?
Yeah.
That's it. You got 7 out of your 8 players in the lineup who were with you on opening day. Fast forward, Jeremy, to the second game. You open your lineup. Holiday, O'Neill, Henderson, Rushman, Laureano, O'Hearn, Urias, Mayo, Carlson. Carlson was in opening day lineup, was he not? Or opening day roster, was he not?
No, I think he got called up.
Okay, so again, 7 of the 9 players were on the opening day roster.
I think did he get called up after Couser got hurt?
He may have.
Yeah.
He may have. Yeah, but that's, they're getting healthy, and the big boppers are getting healthy, man.
And by the way, nobody's saying if they, like, This is the problem I have, because I can look at you and say, I didn't like this signing in the offseason. I think they should have done this. Everybody knows better after the fact, right? Like, there are still people complaining about the Kyle Stowers trade with what Trevor Rogers has been doing. And I'll say this, I'd rather have that starting pitcher under control than a good outfielder. And we don't even, they're both streaky. We don't even know if this is going to be who they are going into next season. But with all that being said, like, fans are just going to bitch the bitch.
Yep.
Like, again, talking about somebody was like, oh, they need to trade everyone about a month ago. You need to trade. You need to move this, blow this thing up. Then they make trades. I don't want minor leaguers. What do you think they're doing? How long have you been watching baseball? If you're out of it, most teams are looking for minor leaguers and trading off expiring contracts. On occasion, you will see a situation like this year where this is an anomaly, in my opinion. If you look over the last 3 years, this is the outlier, not the other two. I expect the team to be good. And that's why I'm comfortable with the core moving forward and adding some stuff in the offseason. So, you know, the injuries are not the sole reason things went wrong, but it's a huge part of it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. And then the Orioles, first of all, let me go back to the first game. And
real quick, one other thing that JCM wrote was that if the Orioles had played like they played under Mancini the whole year, they'd be tied for the second wild card spot.
Is it me, but in these games where they score a lot of runs, it feels like a boxing match with the first four or five innings, they jab, 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 and then later on knock you out. Like yesterday, it was four to three, and then all of a sudden in the bottom of the sixth inning, bam, six runs. Bottom of the seventh inning, bam, four runs. They just, whenever they score a lot of runs, it's that late, you saw it over the weekend, it's that late rush that eventually knocks you out.
Yeah, it's like a piranha coming in. Somebody takes a nibble, then there's another nibble, and then before you know it, ain't nothing left on that bone. and that's what we were missing this year. Like, we kept talking about how they couldn't hit with runners in scoring position, how they struggled against the lefties. And, you know, watching Lauer yesterday, you're going, all right, when's it going to happen? And then, boom, you know, you see them score some runs. But again, they still have questionable numbers against lefties this year, but they haven't been healthy all season either. And, you know, look, I'm kind of curious how things go, depending on who all they trade off and what the rotation looks like. But I would not be surprised if they're playing better than 500 ball even after they make these trades and blow up the bullpen and the rotation.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't shock me.
410-583-1057 is the number to come back. Pitcher's duel in the second game. You know who I'm really intrigued by? He's done enough to really intrigue me, Jeremy, to wonder what he is actually capable of. Brandon Young. I'm kind of intrigued by him.
Yeah.
He goes six innings last night, two runs, six hits. I think two of his last three starts have been pretty good.
Yeah, the issue I had with him is the same with like a lot of young pitchers, is that he will, getting through the order two and three times, I think you start to question it to a degree. Mm-hmm. And he's another one of those guys that tends to have the rough inning. Like, he could have a start where he goes five innings, but in one of those innings, he gives up four runs. The other four, he's really good. It's like, you got to eliminate the big inning. It's okay. You're going to give up runs. Nobody's going to have a perfect ERA. And hell, if you have an ERA of 4.5, which means you're giving a run up, you know, almost every inning, you know, or half the innings if you were pitching nine. Like, if you have a 4.5 run ERA, that's average in this league.
And Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman coming up big in the bottom of the eighth inning in a 2-2 game. Back-to-back doubles, getting a save. Corbin Martin was sweating bullets. Mm. They had to bring a towel out to him. And fortunately,
too hot.
Bo Bichette decided to swing at the ball to the bill of his batter's helmet to get out of that game. He picks up his first career save. Orioles win, sweep the double.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay, let's go out to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning.
Man. Hey, man. We back, man. We back. Five games in a row.
Look at you.
Hey, no, but I was down at the game last night.
We went to the first game, me and Robbie.
Yeah, I seen y'all down there. I seen Robbie, but Adam Jones, man. That was cool, you know. But my boy Keenan came in town, a classmate from Maryville. He treated me and another classmate of ours, Greg, to the game last night. So
that's good,
pretty,
man.
Pretty nice.
Did Rob get to you and telling you to make up these stories about he gave you tickets, man? I done seen the damn things. I know Rob sent you tickets.
Not to that game yesterday, man. But he pulled some strings for this weekend in Chicago, though, man.
That's awesome.
I know,
man.
I won't pull the seat nothing.
Maybe
though.
That's
yeah,
what I saw then.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw those. But you bring it up too about Brandon Young, Rob. This guy, if he can work on some things, man, I think he can be, you know, probably in this rotation next year, depending, you know, on who we sign.
Yeah, but, I don't like, you know, he had. If all goes well, Rob and I were talking about this. Mm-hmm. If all goes well and let's say you're bringing back Kramer, Kyle Bradish is back, Trevor Rogers is back.
Yeah, ain't no praise for Young.
We don't know where Grayson Rodriguez is, and I got news for you. They're making a move for another starting pitcher.
Yeah, they are.
Somebody else is coming in.
If put it this way, Rashad, in theory, I agree with you about Brandon Young, but if the things happen that are supposed to happen, it's not going to be any room for Brandon Young. But in theory, I agree with you. He's intriguing enough for me to wonder if he is the fifth guy in the rotation. I'm okay with that.
See, but here, like, what I think happens is you get your five starters, right? So we talked about those guys. If BY or Cade Povich is right there as your sixth, seventh starters, or even Chase McDermott at that point, then that's your as I always say, my Tommy Boy thing. That's the meat lovers in the trunk. You got those guys waiting there in case the Grayson thing blows up.
Well,
so
yeah.
I think it's
got to have insurance for Grayson.
Yeah.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. We got Rashawn and Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
They're in the same car.
Man, go ahead, man. Y'all sound all excited. I thought the Orioles was back in first place, man. Go ahead, bro. Hey, I ain't never hear a wrong sound. This is like, yeah, we. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm happy about the runs, but the thing is, why the hell we ain't do that in the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand injuries, man, but next man up, man. Like,
there's no next man. Stop it. Trippy, stop, man. You play sports. Was the guy that backed you up as good as you?
Huh?
I said you played sports. Was your backup as good as you were?
No.
Okay, then. So that's the next man up. He can't do what you did. If he does what you did, then he would be starting.
That's not fair, though. Like, if you talked about Trippy and being the kicker on his football team, they didn't need to carry another kicker. He was so good, he knocked everything through.
That next man up is so Disney movie cliche-ish. That next guy, all right, Lamar gets hurt. Next guy up. Hold that on. Next guy behind him is not as good.
Harbaugh's been here too long because that's been preached here for years.
Yeah,
next man up.
That's so false. Next man up. He ain't that good. That's simple. Yeah, he's trying, but he's not as good. All right, so next, I love Dylan Carlson, but he's the next man up.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the guy you want.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.